Welcome to this Marvelicious Toys One Shot. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
San Diego Comic-Con 2022, Marvelicious Toys, here with the two people who've been live streaming throughout COVID, keeping us sane, Ryan and Dan. Hello, sirs.
How you guys doing? It's so good to see you guys.
Arnie, hello, Marvelicious.
Marvelicious. Yo, what's up, Marvelicious? We missed you. We back, though.
We missed you, too, you know, I gotta say. It's been too long. We've been just Zooming. It's nice to see you guys in person.
I know. I only see you in a suit on the Zooms. It's like during the workday, and Arnie's in a suit.
So, to start off, great panel today, some fun announcements.
Thank you.
I want to kind of cross over with the Star Wars panel, because in the Star Wars panel they announced that the plastic bubbles can stay for 3¾-inch retro, like you guys have, for them 3¾-inch vintage collection. They also said anniversary collection 6-inch figures can stay carded with a bubble. I wondered if the Legends retro line was possibly going to stay carded as well as part of that anniversary bit.
So definitely 3¾ retro will continue, akin to the TVC for Star Wars, and I think we're still looking at options for 6-inch, but I think the intent there was, you know, retro themed things that make sense to be in a blister card that are meant to be displayed versus just your whole run-of-the-mill line of the 100+ figures that maybe aren't as much. So I think that was the spirit behind it, but you know, you can follow up with PR on more details for Marvel specifically.
Yeah, thanks for telling us. We have no idea what was going on in the
Star Wars
panel.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to the Star Wars panel.
We didn't get to go, but thank you.
You're welcome.
So you're telling us there's hope that we can still see stuff like the 20th anniversary and the current 6-inch, you know, retro line continue to have bubbles if that's the way it's going to go.
I think hope is everything.
Yeah, I think. It's okay. Not out of the possibility, I don't think.
So you're telling us there's a chance. That's
there,
all we
need.
Yeah,
insert the meme. Here we go.
So another question. You guys lately really killed it with the Age of Apocalypse wave. And, you know, you got a lot of newness with those figures. And even though Age of Apocalypse is coming up on 30 years old, I think you guys really injected some life into that line. Sugar Man's a favorite of mine. So along those same lines, this is the 10th anniversary of Avengers versus X-Men. So I wondered...
I knew it. The Cyclops is coming.
We don't celebrate anything under 20. Like, can look around. The 20th anniversary. No.
No, I personally love AOA, and I love... you know, Avengers vs. X-Men, and I know exactly the item that you're talking about, Arnie.
I'm talking about a Phoenix 5.
I definitely hear you, and in one of our breakdance battles, that's always on top of my list of one thing I am trying to push for.
Why? Was it shown sometime and never shipped or something?
Yeah, was that it? I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
You guys are going to stop doing that pretty soon.
Well, we've been pretty... I mean, that was a different time. Like, I think we're pretty good about showing things and, you know, shipping them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, another question that I think we probably know the answer to, but we got to ask because people ask these things. With the more cel-shaded stuff that we're seeing now, the VHS collection type of things, any chance of those hitting the bigger items and, like, maybe a re-release of the Sentinel to go along with those, if you catch our drift?
So you just jumped from a 6-inch all the way up to the Sentinel? That's a pretty, there's some steps in between. I think in terms of that kind of deco and that treatment, yeah, it's on the table for other type of things. Probably not Galactus, to be on, or Sentinel, to be honest with you. Those, both of them are HasLabs and are special. So no plans to do either of those again. So, but I know you guys got on board with both of them, right? So no worries there, right?
Can't wait. That unboxing of the Galactus just whetted my appetite. I'm like,
I'm glad.
I need to get that. So one thing, we put out the call for questions from our listeners, and one repeated one we got was that maybe was there the possibility of accessory packs where you might be able to include extra head sculpts, new power effects, some weapons and things like that, because you had success with the troop builders through Pulse. It might be a way to hit a more niche market like that. Is that something you guys have all looked at?
Yeah, we like that idea. There was another question earlier and I structured my answer around 2 points. So one is that it's kind of hard just from an engineering standpoint, because when things are in different mold colors, you're dealing with different, like, you know, blue skin characters, like normal skin, like that. There starts to be a lot of like excess production, and you don't want to be, you know, throwing pits away that you're not using. So that's number one. And number two is that they're harder to place at retail. You brought up a good point about it being pulse, but even if it was on pulse, it still means you need to have that character to use the accessories with. So if we had put out a alternate head for Beast and a lab coat, that would have been great if you had the 2019 Beast, and maybe not everyone does. So I feel like the better approach, until we can find out the solve for accessory packs, is just doing kind of deluxe style figures that come with more stuff and still have the figure, right? So I feel like that's kind of where we are at right now. But we're doing more pulse items, more exclusives, and if the path takes us there, we have talked about it.
Yeah,
and we'll look at it.
Yeah, we definitely talked about it. And we just want to keep in mind too that, like, there's always a new Marvel Legends collector out there too, so we want to keep that in mind too. With accessory packs, it might not be conducive for those collectors too, you know what I mean? So,
all right, well, before Arnie hits you with the mother of all questions, I got one more small one for you. Speaking of the new Beast with the soft goods coat, that kind of opens up something new in Marvel Legends. We haven't seen soft goods before. Is that something that we can expect to see coming forward here and there, or is this more of a one-off kind of seeing?
They just don't know how to use cold wash in their laundry, so it just was happened to be like that.
Yeah, all my lab coats. No, we don't do it as much as some of the other lines. Part of it is going back to just the heritage, I think, of it and the Toy Biz kind of days, and that's just, you know, when you have all your figures lined up, it starts to look weird if you have a lot of plastic capes and a lot. So we'll do it occasionally. We did it a little bit with the retro Dr. Doom that just had the collar.
Yep.
You know, it's not necessarily like woven, but some of the like Siren and Storms have like the kind of more textile capes. So yeah, I think we'll continue to look at it. A lab coat was big enough on him that it had some kind of feel to it. The smaller you go, the more rigid it is, and it doesn't really flow as well. But to answer your question, I think, yeah, we'll continue to look at it. I think we're small steps.
Yep.
Right.
Excellent.
One of our listeners was wondering if during your breakdance battles here for figures, if there's a propensity towards tormenting fans where you have almost a team made and then you don't complete the team. And like with the X-Men team, somebody said all they need is Wolfsbane, Feral, and Rachel Summers, and three full teams would be finished. So is that something, I mean, and I'm not even being completely facetious, is it something where you like to keep people on the hook a little while longer before completing the teams, or is completing the teams on your radar?
Yeah. You wanna?
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think a lot of times, too, we start a team and then slowly, like, and yeah, just so happens we're in the red zone for like all three of those teams with just one more. So yeah, I mean, and we're not doing it intentionally.
Yeah, we're not maliciously just trying to like hook everybody. I think, as you guys know, with Marvel Legends, there's so many competing priorities too. We have an awesome Disney Plus Wave 2 that we just announced too, you know, and Marvel, the MCU is going to continue growing too, right? So we never, as much as you think we are malicious like that, we don't try to hook people like that. But we are aware of the teams that have not been completed. And in our breakdance battles, we always bring those type of characters up.
It's a little adversity makes the payoff at the end that much better.
That's true.
Yeah.
Guys, well, it's an abundance of riches here with the stuff you do get out. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you
for the product, and it is great to see you guys in person.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah,
likewise, good to see you.
Likewise.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2022. All rights reserved.